Had this broadcast data file.
This is Paul.
Yes, I can put audio over it, like an awesome
digital director of something else group.
It could be received by a device, take those zeros and ones and reconstitute them into a kind of a program of interactivity that I could play along with as I listen to a show. So we've been doing that for years. Back, I think that was like 1997 we did that. We've been working in games, again, since the late 90s. We developed a game called You Don't Know Jack, which was a quiz game back in the day. And since then, games has been hugely important to what we do and is now having a renaissance, actually, as sort of games as a cultural idea. Games is, I think that people now are fully aware that games aren't something that's just done by Spotty Herbert. Practically, I'd say, you know, most people in this room probably play games, and certainly it's hugely important to us. So we're working with Ubisoft, which is a very big developer, a big French developer. We're writing the, creating the characters, which get integrated with the gameplay, and also the narrative, and writing all the dialogue for a big AAA title that's out in October. We've also worked on games like Grand Theft Auto. We did the, again, the narrative sound design for one of the Grand Theft Auto titles, a title called London 1969, won a BAFTA for that. But again, what's interesting about that is that there was skills from broadcasting and skills from radio brought together with understanding of how games work to make the audio for that product. We're also working on the biggest commission that something else has, in fact, is a £500 million project for Channel 4 Education, which is a system of games, a big website, and what else is in there? Yeah, and some linear video, which together work as a system to help teens understand the control they have over their own happiness. It's a very complex project which has been co-authored with teens. And the only way that you can make sure that teens are going to work, that's going to work for teens again, is to use a user-centered approach. So it's buzzword, but it's one that, you know, in terms of the approaches to how you design a product for multi-platform use, it's become very, very important, important for us. The next thing you'll see from us is a big Channel 4 series, which is on, I think comes on air in about 3 weeks' time, Channel 4 on Friday night, called the Evo Music Rooms, which is sponsored by Fiat, and it's a music show that in fact features some, I can't say who's in it so far, but I can say it features some of the names you've already seen on the screen today, are going to be working, huge names from the past, working with huge names from today.
Can we see your work and pick up some of these things in a minute?
Okay.
Time is pressing.
All right, so whiz on. So if we could have the slide. So Papa Sangre is a horror video game that we're making for Channel 4, and it has no video at all. Video game with no video that's done completely using binaural sound. The idea is you put your headphones on and you enter in this horrendous world of Papa Sangre, who's basically trying to kill you. That's a slightly abbreviated version of the plot. We wanted to make a game that really took everything that we knew about sound and made a world that came from the skills that we had. So it uses this technology called binaural audio. You absolutely have to wear headphones to do this. So what you're going to hear is going to sound very weird. You're going to hear things moving from side to side. When you play this with headphones, it sounds like sounds move behind you, and it means that you can have a truly positional relationship. So on your iPhone, you every single step matters. You take steps with your thumbs. You move your head around with your finger, and you move off in certain directions, trying to pick up notes and escape from monsters. So let's have a quick listen to that, and you can maybe sort of get a sense of the tone of the game. So it'll just load up, and then it'll start playing. And if you want to, yeah, here we go.